Welcome back. Welcome back to the No Plain Janes podcast.
Yay.
Top of the week. Episode 10.
Already. Time's flying, y'all.
Facts. Time is flying by itself.
Getting ready for the holidays.
Right? How do y'all feel about the holidays? It's not the same for me and my family.
Why is that?
In which way?
My family just all over the place now. My grandparents were like the glue of the family. So it's like, it was never questioned on where are we hosting Thanksgiving? Where are we hosting 4th of July? And we don't even celebrate Thanksgiving. I feel like that's an American kind of holiday anyway. People from the islands don't really celebrate the idea of what it is the same way as island folk do. Just like Christmas. Christmas, I was always raised on like the religion-based idea of it, you know, and what the real meaning was for your family and for people. So now that, you know, I no longer have any grandparents, I feel everybody's kind of just doing their own thing. So I got to start my own traditions or start my own, you know.
I see what you're saying. So it started with your grandparents.
Mm-hmm. Like I just experienced what a Friendsgiving was like, I think a year or two ago, which was lit. Like,
yeah.
A gathering. It was like a potluck with your friends. Lit. I like stuff like that.
Nice.
I like that.
Yeah, my family celebrate Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
They celebrate Thanksgiving.
Yeah. But you more turkey so, and all that, or you,
more you? So for cooking.
Yeah.
I feel like. Yeah. Like you said, yeah.
That's how it is for us.
Yeah, I used to dread these times when younger because Thanksgiving you would go to like 8 different houses. Christmas you would go in like 8, 10, 11, 12 houses to grab gifts. But then I appreciate those times with family. Now it's like, damn. I don't have an expectation, but it's like, damn, nigga, my expectation is at least have a plate. Who cooking?
Right?
Because I'm tired. I don't want to cook.
You want a plate, Manny?
Yeah.
I promise you a plate. Yeah, I promise you a plate.
I'm going to Andy's house, too. We from the islands, though. You cook turkey? You eat turkey?
I eat turkey. I eat whatever's there.
You eat turkey, but like, yeah. Do you eat, like, turkey is like the kind of the focal point of Thanksgiving. Do y'all cook turkeys?
I don't like it.
It'll be like seasoned turkey.
Jamaican usually use Cornish hen. Any Jamaican Thanksgiving? Cornish hen.
How about fried turkey?
I've had fried turkey.
Yeah. I've had fried turkey before.
That sounds
over here. Yeah, over here from Americans. Yeah, fried turkey.
Yeah.
Back home, it's big turkey with the stuffing.
Yeah, stuffing. Oh, stuffing's fire.
It is.
Yeah.
You know how to make it?
Stuffing is fire.
You like
that's
turkey?
That's the thing with Thanksgiving. It was okay, but it's like just for the day. Turkey gets dry.
Uh-huh. That's and what I said.
I'm like, nigga, I'm not a type to eat leftovers. Like they used to
make after one leftover, that's it.
And
yeah,
make like a salad.
Try to stretch
and,
it.
I'm like,
nah, there was too many people at our house.
Throw that bird out, boy. I'm trying to eat that dry ass bird.
Mm-mm. Oh my god.
See, like, my holidays was, like, mainly going back up to New York. You know what I'm saying? Like, first cousins and aunties and everything. And, like, like COVID's kind of put that on ice for, like, the last, 2 years now?
Yeah, up north, like, we'd be chilling outside. We'd be outside. I don't know any kids that go outside. Yeah, and the cold. Like, we geared up. Like, that's normal.
We're
yeah.
outside back home, but it's, it's not snowing.
I don't see any kids.
But y'all just came back from New York, so you already know.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So,
but I'm just saying, like, when you were younger, like, I was outside.
I was outside, too, yeah.
I don't see kids outside. Like, driving around, just in general, my block, kids
on bikes.
Outside. It's different now because of the technology with the...
That's bad.
Listen, kids have cell phones.
Outside.
Kids have cell phones. Some kids have the cell phone and the iPads. They have the video games.
They got that shit at, like, before they're even a preteen.
Yes.
Talking to each other online.
My goddaughter is 5 now, and she got a fucking phone, and I was like, what the fuck? Why? What? For what? For what?
I'm going to pay a phone bill
for her to do what? She calls me 10 times a day. Come on, bro. No. Turn that shit off. Get her little flip Boots Mobile. Is that important?
Or the iPad could be, good for her. You know what I'm just saying? She could watch stuff on the iPad. With a phone?
And what are kids watching? YouTube, like, kids are watching kids. And these people are making money. They're just watching other people play. I don't get that
watching
shit.
Other kids that open toys and stuff.
It is kids watching little white kids play with toys and shit. And I'm like...
A lot of kids watch YouTube.
I'm confused.
Or someone's dancing.
They'll watch them go outside in the iPad. Like, they're watching, we're going to go to the park. And I'm like, okay, so this should make you want to go outside. No, they're watching them go to the park.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, what the fuck? this shit backwards. Times I'm sorry. Changed, son. I'd be wanting to break that fucking iPad for my goddaughter. I'm like, give me the fucking iPad.
You're waiting for the battery to die.
Yes. That shit taking over her brain, man.
She gonna charge it before the battery goes dead.
Yeah, they don't let that shit die. That
charger.
They don't let that shit die. Mm-mm. They be like, charger? I need to plug in? I'm like, okay, you grown now.
Charger, I need to plug in.
They know their words. They know the right ones to say.
Listen, man. And then my guys, I got too many guy kids. I don't know if I want kids because I got like four of them little niggas.
But they are God kids. You know, your kids will be different. I take that shit.
God parenting is very serious. Very serious. Especially like I'm in like one family. We went to church. They got baptized. I'm like in papers. I'm in government papers. Like if something were to happen, I take over the kid.
That's what the godparents supposed to do. That's what it is. That's the right school way. Yeah.
When the parents can't do, the godparents step in.
And then there's just, you know, I have friends that are our generation now and just like, oh, we want you to be the godparents. But like, they don't have the kid like baptized and things. Just like, I'm the godparent. And they kind of put me at a certain expectation. But I'm just like, godparenting is supposed to be
a huge title.
Yeah, it is.
It is.
And I got four of them little niggas. I don't need no kids myself. I'd be already dating people with kids. I'm out here playing stepdaddy, like.
Okay.
Mm-mm. I don't know. I want kids, like but then I don't know. I would be a good dad. I love kids.
For sure you would. I've seen you in action.
I love kids. I'm not gonna lie.
You could cook too. So it's like, you know, if the mom leaves them home with you, you'll be able to cook and prepare meals. Oh yeah, meals, you get does. What I'm saying? Like, yeah.
I make sure they're good. I'm not finna be feeding them fucking.
That's a plus, though.
Pigeon nuggets from McDonald's every day.
Yeah, that's a plus.
Mm-mm.
You can chef it up and teach them how to chef it up for themselves. You know? Yeah, they don't gotta depend on nobody to eat.
Yeah.
Make little eggs and shit. Yeah. Little sandwiches.
I feel like most people know how to just. It stops at breakfast. Most people are limited to just making breakfast.
Waffles.
Because that's what you trust your kid with at first.
No.
But
I'm
is it? Why is that? Like, you can burn a fucking egg too.
You can. I have.
Why is it that
as breakfast is all? As a kid, well, you learn, you know what I'm saying? And like, yo, put it on low. Not in your
yeah, right. You, so, you know what I'm saying? On, you yeah, learn. You have to, yeah.
I don't know.
It's how y'all like the eggs? Boiled, it scrambled, depends sunny side up?
Sunny side up.
Benedict, so that's kind
of if you're making it, your first preference is, because you're a chef.
If I'm making it, or on the normal, Dominican breakfast is made medium. Medium to over easy.
So that's what's...
With some mango, sauteed onions...
Mango's pretty fire.
Which way is that? Sunny side up or is that scrambled?
It's not even sunny side up because the yolk would be on top. It's kind of like a over medium, so it's flipped constantly and the yolk is not fully cooked, but there's a white batter. Like the egg itself
like
is covered.
It covers the yolk.
Mm-hmm. I like if I do the sunny side up, I have to do it over hard because I need it cooked.
The bottom base.
I don't want the yolk to be runny. I don't like that.
You don't do the runny. You don't do the runny yolk. I do the runny yolk.
I don't do the yolks runny.
I do the runny yolk.
When I eat like avocado toast or like some eggs Benedict type thing, crack that. Bam. Let that shit run.
No way. My eggs.
Like I've been with some real fishermen and caught some fish that cleaned it and literally like
right there on the boat. And you eat it. Throw a little lime on it, some salt, and that's it. Yeah. And you eat it.
But think about it. It's raw meat. Think about it. For you, do you cook your meat? Do you eat raw meat? Like I'm just saying. Like what do you eat raw? What do you eat raw?
It'd probably just be some fucking sushi.
What kind of sushi
or
are you
shrimp.
Eating?
I've eaten a raw shrimp. A raw shrimp. Yeah. Painted and stuff, cleaned it.
Is that as far as you take it?
It's me. I know what I'm doing. Like, just clean out the butt, clean out the vein.
Yeah,
it's soaked in some vinegar and some
I was going to say, they have some like Old Bay on there or something or whatever? No smoke? No,
just fresh shrimp.
Is it like a cocktail style?
No, cocktail is cooked.
Oh, you said it was steamed.
Yeah, like light steam.
So it wasn't just fresh out the water. You just grabbed it and ate it.
I'm not doing that. I'm nervous. That shit going.
Okay. That's what I thought you meant.
Mm-mm. I'm still cheating.
Okay.
I've seen. That's why I said I've been with fishermen who cut some fish, cleaned it, and popped it in their mouth. They did that.
I've tried that before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What kind of fish?
I don't even remember. It was when I was working at Margaritaville.
Oh shit!
And
yeah.
There was a bunch of us. And we chartered a boat and then we did that.
I need to see some kind of heating element touch that shit. Something. They need a Bunsen burner, the flamethrower, something. Something got to be. Just tap it.
With some heat?
Yeah. Just when I eat sushi, like, people who eat California rolls, that is not
That's
sushi.
Not the real. That's not the real deal.
Shrimp tempura, that is not sushi.
It's cooked, though.
All that shit is
cooked.
Yeah,
the shrimp tempura is
I'm talking about eating, you know, the salmon pieces they
you
get
taste,
in.
You taste the
salmon
eel.
Salmon pieces and, eel pieces. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
That's sushi.
But I don't eat sushi. I'm not crazy about sushi.
What about the spicy tuna roll? What about the spicy tuna roll?
Yeah. That shit fire.
That's because that spicy take over.
I just don't eat sushi.
Not really. It doesn't take over for the spicy tuna
roll. I'm not
trying
to eat something and then I'm hungry in 2 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't understand how you get so full and then it's like.
But people that eat that sushi, they get a whole platter of different stuff. Like, I've seen a boat of sushi. Someone eat a boat of sushi. And it was literally like 50 pieces of different types of sushi. Uncooked. Mm-mm. So I was like, I can't do that. Yeah.
No bueno, papi.
Not for
a lot
me
of
either.
Wasabi.
What are y'all expecting for the new year? What are some, you know, what are some goals you want to hit going into the new year? What are some aspirations you have? You know, where y'all at with it?
I gotta take this podcast to the next level. That's what one of my goals is, to take it to the next level.
Okay.
Gotta get some sponsorship for drinks.
Okay.
We get we're merch. Able to monetize the podcast on both YouTube and the
build something to start selling our podcast, our idea, our concept to businesses.
Yeah, I want to take it to the next level with that. I want to drop a clothing line.
Drop some merch.
Yeah, drop some merch under the podcast name. Okay. Yeah, other things, but I kind of need to keep it to myself because it's not that you put it out there and then.
Yeah,
it doesn't come to fruition, but I needed to I need to put some work in. You know what I mean?
No worries.
Yeah. Before I put it out there,
you'll speak it when you're ready.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I'm ready. I just don't want to put it out there for people because you know sometimes you put things out there. Mm-hmm. It's not that. It's not that.
So this solidifies it.
It's not that people put expectations on you. Nobody can put expectations on me. You know what I mean? Not for me. But I just want to be like. I'm putting it out there. I'm getting to work and I'm executing my plans. Before I say anything, I don't want to say anything and then people pray against what I'm trying to do. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
Of course. I got you. I feel that. I like that.
Yeah, because I feel like a lot of people that you know, when you got things going on for yourself, people feel like they don't need to support because they don't want to see you take it to the next level. But I can take it to the next level without your support, you know?
That's a fact.
Yeah. Because, you know, a lot more strangers support us than people that we know. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And with that note, I need you to like and subscribe. I see y'all out there. Our views going up.
The views going up. The views going up.
I see you watching. Don't be weirdo like Instagram and just be watching my stories.
We need the subscribers,
don't say nothing. Bring the smoke.
Yeah, we need the subscribers.
We got a full area of comments. I want good, bad, ugly, whatever.
We need some feedback, too. We need some feedback, too.
You feel me? We about to do a giveaway. I ain't doing no giveaway if you ain't subscribed. You feel me?
Can't participate.
Right.
Ain't gonna miss out on a giveaway.
Fact.
It's a giveaway giveaway.
It's a giveaway giveaway. She's trying to run it up.
Right?
No playing James. You heard?
No playing James. No playing James. All right,
giveaway. The giveaway can't be
subscribe.
Played.
Subscribe. If you got multiple emails, I found out today, multiple emails, go on each email, sign in, subscribe, boy.
Be a super fan.
That just means an extra drawing for you, literally. If you have multiple emails, you already beat the system because every time you subscribe on each one, that is a chance to win this giveaway. We're not doing no chump change. We're doing giveaway.
No playing James. That's the tag, right?
You feel me? She's stressing me.
What about you, Andy?
My goals for the upcoming year? Well, besides health. You know what I'm saying? Like health and wellness, I've been doing a lot better with trying to move closer to more plant-based, you know what I'm saying?
I was going to be like, what healthier. You mean health? I'm like, you good, bro?
No.
I'm to talk about it. I'm like, I'm here.
Yeah. No.
Oh, I'm like, health and wellness. I was like, saying,
do we need to pause?
No. Just save that for maybe the weekends or whatever. But during the week, just trying to focus on
it. Try to cut back your indulgence.
I've been doing all right, you know?
You want to go plant-based for real?
I that would be the goal.
Okay.
I don't want to though, to be honest with you. You know what I'm saying? But from a lot of the reading that I've done, I've just been kind of like, damn man, that'd be bananas.
It's not easy, dog. Do you eat everything like beef, pork, chicken?
Bro, we're from Haiti.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
Do you
I'm just saying, we eat all that shit. Yeah, sometimes you eat it for breakfast.
You're true. Yeah, you're true from the islands. Yeah. They cook everything.
Do you cook at home?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
All the time.
I mean, you've been studying, so you know the knowledge.
So, you know.
You know the knowledge.
Just taking baby steps with that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you just have to commit to it. Like, just do the work. You got to do the work. Don't just say, I want to get here. You got to do the work. Even though you can take small steps, do the work. If you commit to the work and you do it, That there you are.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Professor KB, talk to him. Y'all saw how they were trying to downplay oxtails?
Yeah, what's going on with that?
Yo, what's up? Y'all got something against oxtails? That shit fire.
Do you see where the oxtail comes from?
Yeah, I already knew that though. I mean, well,
a lot of people, yeah, didn't know that the oxtail comes from there.
And they be fucking that shit up. People was like, "What is this?"
Do I'm you
like,
eat oxtail?
Yeah,
oxtail is good.
Yeah,
that shit fire.
You eat oxtail?
Yes, I do.
It's
oxtail. Yes, cameraman, oxtail.
Of course.
Okay, then. Fuck you mean? Show me that cow tail, bitch. Show me the donkey tail. Whatever tail you want to show me.
I'm still eating that, bitch. Yeah,
you season it good?
Right.
Boil it?
Come on, bud.
Yeah. If it's seasoned and cooked to perfection, I'm eating it.
Come on, man.
Don't get me started on some food.
These people in the comments don't know. They just don't know.
It's hard out here. I was pescatarian for like 7 months.
Ooh, 7 months. I said years. How many years?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Couldn't do it.
That's long.
I don't know what happened. I don't know how I broke. I think I
was
just
about to
smell.
Ask how you broke it.
Probably just from the smell. I went to somebody's house and they was cooking some fire. I was like, damn, what is that? That is not meat.
That's not
meat,
right?
What it was.
I don't even know. I just remember I was like, I'm not supposed to eat this, but I'm going to eat it.
Was it good?
It
was worth it, huh?
I wasn't pescatarian anymore. And I was just doing it just to eat cleaner, which is not even being pescatarian. It's not necessarily eating cleaner because it's all like seafood. Mm-hmm. Seafood is not the cleanest food for your spirit and your body itself, but it's healthier on the dietary sense. On the
like switching it up, like your regime for your body, you know what I'm saying? Shocking your system a little bit.
Yeah. I don't want to wait till the new year to get back into like training and stuff, but I've definitely been trying to figure out something to do within my schedule. My jobs are rigorous already where I'm always on my feet. I'm always moving, heavy lifting. So I've always been like that, but I want to kind of, you know, be a little bit healthier.
Yeah.
More consistent in being healthier.
Do it.
So, you know, it's not really a new year thing because I don't like putting like my new year resolution. That should be lasting for 30 days. People be like, new year, new me.
And then I'm going to start over January 31st.
You was
like,
a hoe last year? You finna be a hoe next year.
Oh, my fuck God. Fuck out of here.
In January.
Fuck these, man. Keep money. What about you, KB?
About what?
Personally, what do you want to do for the new year outside of the podcast?
Personally?
For you, KB.
Yeah.
You always doing for others. For you, what does KB want?
KB wants a lot of things.
Okay, what are some things?
I am definitely not switching up my diet to eat different. I'm definitely not doing that.
Yeah, but you're like super thin though. Like,
no,
you're like,
I
you
want
don't,
steak,
you don't have
I'm
to
eating
do
steak.
That.
I weigh about a buck 20.
Maybe.
Fish, conch, lobster,
ooh,
all of that.
Talk to him.
I'm eating meat. Yeah.
All right.
I'm doing it.
All right.
Yeah, one of my personal goals, I did it this year.
You sure did.
Yep. Manny, you getting checked on?
This is here she go being messy again. This is my homeboys checking in to see if I'm sliding because it's my dog's birthday. They have Barita, you know?
Okay.
Shout out to Barita. I need to check.
I've never been there.
You never been there?
Barita's a cool spot.
Andrews, they fire. Yeah. Their drinks are good.
I know where
the
it's
food
at.
Is, the food is... Eh. Food, I give them... I need to tighten up a little bit. I give them like a 7.
7?
On a good night. On a good night. On a good night, they 7.
They got some fire, but their drinks, their drinks are fire. Brunch, dinner, lunch, whatever. I don't know what they're doing, but they make some crazy shit out there. I've been drunk plenty of times.
Yeah, the 7 is high, though. That's still high. So if you give them a 7 and you like eating, you know, I know.
Yeah, I know food.
Your recommendations have been... Your food recommendations have been A1,
yes. I definitely, because I, if I'm going to call myself a chef, I need to be well-versed. And that's just not me being well-versed into, like, cooking and experimenting with food, but knowing the knowledge, like, the breakdown of certain ingredients, where
it came from.
Yeah, you know, recommendations of Mediterranean food, Venezuelan, like, Brazilian, East India, like everything. I want bland to spicy as fuck. Like, I want all kind of in my palate, you know? So, I'm really fucking with Korean foods. I've been trying to find, like, a good Korean spot.
Oh, nice.
You know? And then I can't get away from roti and shit. That shit. I don't know what it is right now. I'm
on Where like do you eat your fix. Roti from?
There's a couple spots in Broward. There's a spot over there.
There's one in 55th. Miramar, Nas.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's I heard a about good one.
That. Over there by 55th in Oakland. There's a spot up in Springs by the barbershop, by Supreme's Barbershop on Wiles.
Mm, that's far. There's
a spot in Pines.
It's hard to find good roti.
Yeah. There's a spot on 441. There's two spots on 441. Damn. I should know the names, but there's two big spots on 441. Just go on 441 and just type in roti, honestly. They'll pull up. They'll find them.
I know the one in Pines, yeah.
That's in Pines, the one I know yeah. About, yeah. Where is it again?
I don't remember the Someone name, but I know the one in Pines.
See? Look at them. Mm. Island people know. We know yeah, our spots. Yeah,
we know. We know the spots. There's and we know Bahamian the same spots. We know right. the same. No, speaking of Bahamian spots.
I feel like the good Bahamian spots are in Miami.
I was going to say, I just bought some. Y'all eat sheep meat? Sheep?
I eat everything.
Okay, yeah. So we have this thing in the Bahamas called sheep tongue sauce, right? Mm. I just had it Saturday, and it was more expensive than oxtail, and I was like, what?
Sauce?
I was like, I only sauce? Want one. Yeah, I was. I want, it's a large
yeah.
canton.
Yeah, I've had but I was like,
with, if you're from the with, country, you know about that. Yeah, with, that's pig intestines.
Yeah, with a piece of Johnny cake. Nice piece of Johnny cake, but I was like,
so
I was like, wait. I was like, huh? This is more than. I was like, this is more than. I was saying it to myself. I was right. like, this is more than oxtail. But I was like, I told. I was like,
because it was sheep.
I was like, hey,
they had pig ones too.
I was like, hey, I only want one. She was like, yeah, this is the price. I was damn, like,
how much was it?
24.
Damn.
And was it good?
An oxtail. That's like an oxtail large size.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Was it good?
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Yeah, some Johnny cake?
Over, we on Saturdays, they make, like, the sauces we have in the Bahamas. Mm. Some people stretch it, like, very wide. But for me, I know about chicken sauce, pig feet sauce, or sheep tongue sauce. Mm. Don't, the one I'm picking, I can eat the chicken sauce.
I've had chicken sauce.
I can eat the chicken sauce, but I prefer to eat the sheep tongue sauce. It's better. It just tastes better. Mm. Chicken, you could get chicken on the regular. Me, my sister can tell you, when I'm eating, I don't want to eat chicken every day. Mm. I don't want to eat chicken every day.
What's a dish you could eat every day? What's a dish you could eat every day?
None.
Or what's a cuisine you could eat every day?
None. I need to switch it up. Really? I can't do it every day. I can't.
You couldn't eat like Chinese food every day?
No. Hell no. That's one. Hell no. You better scratch that off the list.
That's why I said it.
No.
She don't even like Chinese food.
No, I scratched that.
Did you have a bad experience?
Right? Yeah, what just happened? Yeah.
No, I like my seasonings. I like different.
Asian food is definitely seasoned.
But you said Chinese food.
It's Asian.
It's in the Asian culture. It's Chinese, yeah. Japanese, Korean.
But it's
going to
be different categorized. Like, you talk about it's Chinese. But you talking about Chinese, I'm thinking about. I'm not talking about that sesame shit, man. I don't want that.
What do you want?
I want some lobster. I want my platter. You know, we do the kebabs. We do different kebabs. You know what I mean?
Kebabs.
Oh, my
God.
What
am I eating tonight?
What are you going to eat? But you're going to the party, so what are you going to eat tonight? Nah, you got to eat at Barita.
Barita.
Yeah, you got to eat at Barita.
We'll see.
Kitchen's still going to be open when you get there.
I don't fuck with no, like, if the kitchen's closing.
Yeah,
an hour,
I'm not ordering no food.
I ain't doing that shit because they're going to be giving me char off the grill.
Yeah. They're going to be rushing.
I work in a restaurant.
Yeah, they're going to be rushing
the
food.
Clean that motherfucker down. We breaking down from that, like, 2 hours in advance. So I already know. That's like my rule with restaurants. If they close in an hour, the minimum is going to an hour and a half. Because they don't give you proper service or the food quality is not going to be the same.
Yeah. Going to restaurants last minute too is a no-no. Like, don't do that.
Yeah.
Maybe to grab something small like an appetizer like fry. But not no like big cook.
To go.
Yeah, no, only to go.
Okay. But listen, even if it's to go, it's not cooked like Manny said.
Yeah,
you
it's
go,
still not gonna be.
They still rushing. They still doing whole. Listen, we work. You worked in the restaurant industry. You know how they be having it.
That's why I said appetizer.
I felt bad last night. The reservation was like 8:45, 9 o'clock. I was like, why are we eating so late?
Mm-hmm.
That's like a party at 15.
What time the restaurant closed?
Midnight.
Okay.
But still, like, it's Monday. Why is the restaurant even open that late? But I wasn't complaining because I was gonna be able to eat.
Yeah.
And then no one got there till like almost 10.
Yeah.
I was like, these are white and Spanish people. You're supposed to be
on time.
Bruh, why am I on time?
Listen, they're friends with you. So I'm not saying you always late. I'm saying they're friends with you. So
I'm always
they
late.
They must have got used to being late.
No, it's their birthday. It's not my birthday.
They got used to being late. That's fuck what I'm saying.
That. No, fuck that. I'm not the only one that's there. I'm one person out of 14 other niggas. You should have been on time.
Were you the first one there?
Mm-mm.
I was about to say, usually when you're early,
my homeboy, we were the third and fourth person there.
Okay, you're still early. Because usually I feel like when I'm early, people are late. And then other times, people are early, I'm late. But when I'm early, people are late.
The reservation was for 9 o'clock. Mm-hmm. They didn't show up till like 10 o'clock.
An hour later.
There like 9:30 something. When they texted a group chat and was like, hey, whoever gets there first, get a reservation.
Yeah.
Or get the table. I was like, what?
Well, you're there past 12?
It had to be.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
15 people had,
it had to be.
Had to be.
And we had hella drinks.
Because listen, they got to get your drinks.
Luckily, they split
time.
It early because I don't know what
you
the check
You got to split
was.
As soon as you walk
and
in.
I had like 4 cocktails myself. So I know
niggas were good?
Yeah. Okay. It was $5 margaritas.
Okay. Food was good?
Food was fire. I had I had like a grilled corn, poppy seeds Caesar salad, and then I had tacos. I had carne asada. I had some al pastor. Mm-hmm. And I think I had the chorizo or pork belly. Fine.
That pork belly. I can't eat
right?
it.
Right? That pork belly.
Yeah.
You crazy.
I can't eat it.
Chorizo. Chorizo is where it's at too, bro.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Can't eat it.
Yeah, I'm going to barita tonight. I need some more tacos in my life.
Have you ever went to El Camino on Las Olas?
Mm-hmm.
You liked it? Vibe is
I think
nice.
That's best taco spot.
Right taco now, Shack taco is craft. Slept on.
Taco Shack?
Yeah.
Where's that?
Like Margaritaville area. Like right there, like Taco Beach kind of, yeah.
Oh, is there like a little hut?
It's yeah.
It's like right on the beach.
Yeah.
There's like a little step up.
Bro.
And people get those big drinks
yep.
from there.
And like the coconuts.
I've already eaten there. Yep. I've already
slept
eaten there.
Slept on. Slept on, bro.
It was good. But I waited too long. So I think I just was hungry and I didn't get to appreciate it. I waited like a minute.
So yeah, it was.
We used to go there afterwards.
It was kind of like a turnoff for you because you waited a minute.
Yeah, I waited a grip. Yeah. Like we bought a drink, walked around, finished it, and they still didn't call us.
Yeah,
yeah. And I was lit, so I don't remember. I had to go again. But Taco Craft is fire.
Which one you been to?
Both locations.
Okay.
But Fort Lauderdale, the one by Aruba, off of.
I know where Aruba's at.
A1A.
Yeah,
it's A1A.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, it's A1A.
The one in Orlando?
Mm-hmm.
Fire.
The best one? It's better. You feel like it's
because
better?
Because they had some babies walking around.
Oh, God.
Because they had some babies. And the bathrooms had TVs.
Nice.
I was like, this is not like a high caliber restaurant. They had TVs in the fucking stalls. And they had TVs in the urinals.
It's like downtown Orlando? Like what part of Orlando?
It was Rush Hour 2 playing. I was just like.
That's
I was like,
nice.
Bitch, I'm in the bathroom. Let me get the fuck out of here.
Right. I like places like that, though. That'll right. give you an experience. Yeah.
While
like
I'm pissing, like I literally was just like, not like this on the urinal, but I was looking at that motherfucker and I was like, I'm in the bathroom. Let me get out of
here. That's a nice spot.
That's crazy. That's how they get you. I guess to make you comfortable. Like, why are there TVs in the bathroom? People have that in their crib. But
you
like,
want to be in and out.
Usually that would be good for the women's bathroom because, you know, we always have a line for the women's bathroom.
Like, y'all would never feel, leave.
Y'all take long enough as it
no,
is.
No, right. No, sometimes it's
y'all
not
take
that.
Long.
No,
when y'all I'm be going plotting to, on niggas. Y'all be taking pictures. Y'all be, I don't know what y'all be doing.
No,
y'all be doing 10 things before you actually piss.
Y'all listen, be getting in our line?
No, listen. Listen.
What are y'all be
when
doing?
I go
what
to,
does a woman do in the bathroom?
Listen,
line? Go ahead.
When I go
let's
to,
talk about it.
When I go to brunch, it's different. When you go to brunch, you want to use the bathroom quickly and go in and get out. But, you know, we always go with the group, with the girls that we go with. So, but it's a line. When I look at the men's line, it's
we
like.
In and out.
Yeah.
And niggas is not even washing their hands. Dirty ass niggas.
But listen, y'all just standing
that's
and
facts.
Just whipping out. Like, we got to.
Some niggas be scared. They're going in that stall.
They do.
Some niggas be sitting down. And I definitely don't be hearing them shitting. And I'm like, this nigga sitting to pee? Alright. Get it how you live, cuz.
Yeah, it'd be different in there. Sometimes.
I've definitely been in a line and I was like, this nigga is using a stall.
Wow. I thought all your bathrooms just had the regular.
Just had urinals?
Nah,
like,
there's a couple
quick,
stalls in
like
there.
Like the little quick places.
And there's
places,
rules.
Yeah.
Like, niggas, like, when there's lines, I don't even fuck with that. Like, if there's a place that has, like, literally three urinals.
That middle one
better
be empty.
One, two.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But niggas, places be, like, two, and it's always busy.
No.
So I'd be like, fuck. I don't want to be standing next to no nigga. For some reason, there's always, like, the one that have two, there's always one that's shorter. Like, a urinal that's shorter. It's so awkward. So I'm like standing there and I'm just like, I'd be like leaning like this way and I'm like,
you gotta look straight up.
Right? Okay. Just be focused. Go. We be in and out. We don't play them games, man.
Other times when
I'm not having a conversation. Niggas be trying to talk. Niggas definitely be trying to talk in the bathroom. I'm like, stop talking to me. Yeah. I did as I've stopped several people.
If it's
I'm
not
like,
at
I'm like, bro, talk to me outside.
If it's not at brunch and you just going out to dinner, you just go to the bathroom, you do your little female check. Like you go to the bathroom to check yourself, make sure you're cute. Or
no,
make
but
or
y'all have conversations.
Some, listen, that's
be playing,
you guys.
Like, rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Like,
no, we don't be doing that. Doing. And then some girls may they might want to talk one on one in the bathroom, you know what I mean? On some shit that they don't want to say in front of the guys or whatever. They could be plotting, like you
plotting
said.
Plotting on niggas yeah, for sure.
We'll say this,
niggas,
though.
Niggas. We all run into other girls and be like, ooh, bitch, you fine. Oh, my God. Let's take a picture. Oh, my God.
Niggas be doing drugs in the bathroom, though.
Oh, facts. Niggas be definitely doing drugs in the bathroom.
Y'all be doing drugs in the bathroom? Niggas be doing.
I'm pretty sure girls be
nah,
doing
not like how niggas be doing drugs in the bathroom.
You
drugs.
Never know.
Rolling up.
You can't say that.
Rolling up in the bathroom.
It doesn't, yeah.
When it's like that, especially Caribbean spots, they be rolling
South
up,
Beach.
Be chilling.
Yeah. Yep.
In the stalls. I don't know. Why are we telling people this?
Yeah, probably shouldn't, but yeah. I've always wondered. Yeah. I was like, yo, like our bathroom.
Listen,
like...
this is an open podcast. We're talking about our experience. So, yeah,
these
this is
now.
It. They know. Now. I'm sure they can relate.
We're telling
they
on
know.
Miami Beach right now. Give him black eye.
Let's switch it up. What are you guys, on a scale of 1 to 10, how are you emotionally, mentally, and physically right now? The new year's ending. COVID is, I can't even say COVID's going away because it's like, it's not.
Nah, yeah, it's
not.
Still there.
And
it's
you, not. There's a new report that came out that they want to give a one, instead of giving that one, because you know, they said they wanted to give one additional booster shot, right? Which would have been a third booster shot, right?
Yeah.
So this one additional booster shot, they said they don't know. They're not sure. They don't know how many shots you need after you've taken the first and the second shot, right? So they're saying this could be like the flu. Like you got to do
yeah,
it every
this is
year.
A new flu shot. Yeah, yeah. Shoot some water juice in you.
So yeah. See,
this my mom texted me today, and I was like, respectfully, mama, stop texting me, because she was like, I love you, and da, 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 da. I was like, I appreciate your concern.
Mm-hmm. Where was the place of the concern? What was she concerned about?
She was just like, hey. You've been out of town lately.
She wants you to get vaccinated?
She's like, you know, really highly suggest you think about it.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, it's going to be the new flu. She already said it. She's like, it's going to be the new flu shot. And, you know, things are still going around. And, you know, she's like, I meant to tell you this other day. Can I see you outside? I was like, mama.
She sees the post.
Mama, like, your son is always outside.
I was like, I love you, but leave me alone. I ain't finna shoot that.
How was it on Sunday? I saw that.
I took her to
the
Shooters. I was stressed because she wanted to go to YOLO first.
Okay.
It was her birthday.
And what happened? What was the reason why you couldn't take it alone?
I was being a nigga and I ain't make no reservation.
Okay.
I went to YOLO and I was like, ooh.
Yeah.
If you show up at the wrong time,
today,
like, y'all ain't getting in.
I was just about to say.
We was not YOLOing.
Because for two, YOLO do take walk-ins. Up to four, they do
it's
take walk-ins.
Me and Ma. It's me and OG. So I went there and then. I was like, oh, shit, it's not working out. I was like, thinking quick.
Come on,
it was always getting late. And she was starting to say she getting hungry. I'm like, ooh, not my mama saying she hungry. Because, you know, mothers, like, old school, they're not going to say nothing. They be hungry, but they be quiet.
She's waiting.
But
she's
saying
she's
hungry.
She's like, what
she
we
hungry.
Doing? And no. I was like, yes, ma'am.
Nope, not my mom.
What?
My
restaurant
mom
near me.
Say,
I was going to go pull in the Wendy's, get a four for a while, I think. I can't have my mama hungry out here.
But listen, jinx.
So after that, I know, right? After that, I saw.
But YOLO,
people.
Bro, she wanted to go to YOLO. Why didn't you do the? You
she
guys...
didn't want
to
go to YOLO. I planned to go to YOLO.
Okay, you planned to take
she
her.
She never
there?
Been there, so
okay.
I wanted to take her somewhere she never been.
Hey, next time, take her to Kaluz.
I mentioned that. She's been
she,
to Kaluz.
She, word, I was gonna say she'd love Kaluz.
I was like, have
bro.
You been to Shooters or Kaluz? And she's like, I've been to Shooters. She's like, I've been to Kaluz. And then she's like, Shooters, I haven't been in so long. So and that's where we end up going.
To Shooters.
Oh, word.
I went to YOLO, then I went to Morton's. And then I was like, I don't want to eat steak.
That's a good call.
I went to Morton's and I was like, I
there's
want
different
steak.
Things on the menu at Morton's, though. I'm just saying. But I was thinking. But listen, it was her birthday, bro. I know. You was being selfish on her birthday.
No, I wasn't. I was trying to make this shit equal.
Oh, my God.
I was like, I don't want to eat no steak.
I'm about to enjoy myself.
And I kept telling her, like, what do you want to eat? Like, what? She wanted crab legs. And I was like, we was fly as fuck. I was like, I'm not trying to eat no crab legs. It's not like fucking fish all day.
Bro, but that's what she wanted. I'm just saying.
We went to go eat first. Where did she? And then we was going to go to a pottery class. And then I was going to take her. She wanted to go thrifting. I'm not walking around smelling like butt. No. No shot.
Why didn't you make the reservations for Yolo though? Why are men so last minute? Why are you
guys
so last
minute? I had a last minute moment. I'm very organized, bro, and very planned out. Yeah, that's how I'm moving. And
but
that's
listen,
how my boy is. I'm like, nigga, I ain't finna move in no fucking rinky-dink.
Yeah.
I'm not going back to the hood. I've been spoiled. I've been in the fucking 3-2 condo. We got to move next month because this nigga, the person wants to sell it.
Yeah. Don't wait last minute because then you're going to have to settle.
He looking at places. We looked at like probably 3, 4, or 5 places today. And he was already trying to put in offers. I'm like, bro, keep looking, bro. Yeah. Like, no. We're going to have to put in money to this. I don't even want to rent, first of all. I'm ready to buy a crib. And he's like, oh, let's wait another year. I'm trying to still save. Da, 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 da. And I'm like, all right, bro.
That's actually one of my 2022 goals.
Yeah.
I'm ready to buy some land,
some property, some, like, my business rebranding, like, next year.
Put it into existence, bro. Going. Put it out there. Put it out there.
I got a lot of things going. I'm already branding 2022. I'm not clock 2022. I'm done clocking in.
Do it. I'm done.
I'm trying to force myself. The airport, the Italian man, any new nigga that I start clocking in for, I ain't trying to clock in. Whether it's December 31st or 2022.
Tell him it's got to be a partnership. Yeah. That's something. Why we gonna take something. This podcast to the next level.
The airport's kind of a good job because it's a union base.
Yeah.
So I may do that part time, but I don't know.
I'm gonna get you out of there. I'm gonna get you out of there.
Airport?
No, I'm gonna get you out of there full time. I'm gonna get you out of
there. Airport?
Listen, I'm gonna get you out of there.
Oh, what we talking about? Yeah,
I'm
gonna
get
sure.
you out of there.
I'm not trying to clock in, so I'm with it.
You're not trying to clock in.
I'm trying to do whatever it takes to not clock in next year.
Listen,
this is to all my legal and illegal friends. Fuck. I am not trying to clock in next year. I don't care what I got to do. Pause.
In 2022.
I definitely care what I got to do. Because yeah, I was like, whoa, I'm about to get real saucy on here. I definitely care, but I don't want to serve no time.
Yeah.
You want your money to make money.
I'm not trying to be a middleman for no scam runners.
I got you.
Legit, y'all right? Got me? Make all it right. Legit. Yeah, we got you.
You're gonna get it. Something.
Just step out into the unknown. I did it. Like I had a
step
personal goal.
Unknown sounds dangerous.
No, and when
you said
I say
the unknown, I need to know something.
As in step
I'm
into
step,
the
where
unknown.
Am I stepping
to? Right. The
listen,
unknown? I'm
no,
selling my body.
No, listen. No, that's not what I'm saying. Like it's all based on perspective. Step into the unknown. For me saying that, I'm saying like. You step
take
out.
The risk.
Yeah, take the risk. That's all I'm saying.
I'm
step
with
into
it.
The unknown.
I'm
taking
it.
Out taking
I
the
had
risk.
A coach
yeah.
that used to always say, you scared, it's okay. Do it scared.
Do it scared.
Do it. You know what I'm saying? That job interview, that girl, that whatever, like do it.
Money management too. I can make a miracle happen sometimes if I fuck up, if I spend too much because I don't be looking at price tags sometimes.
Yeah.
I'm going to live in a moment. So I just don't want to work to live anymore. I feel like I've done that too long. Like, I've overworked my time or my time wasn't valued enough or whatnot. So
it never is.
Yeah.
When you're making someone else rich.
And I was just in the States. I didn't go out of the country. Imagine if I went out of the country. That y'all would have been quick.
Yeah.
I would have been like, fuck it. I'll figure it out.
Like what happened to us last year? Like we were working for people.
Oh, yeah.
No job. Like think about it. But last
year
I wanted.
Paying people like.
To stay home.
Ridiculous money. Ridiculous money.
Literally.
Somebody told me within the, it was like 9 months he was on unemployment. But between the, for like a little less than a year, paid for like 2 years of rent for him.
Hmm.
He's like, he could have bought a house.
Yeah.
I was like,
with that kind, yeah.
That's crazy how much money they were giving. And you don't got to give that money back. I would have lied and said everything. I got 8 kids. I'm handicapped.
You're ridiculous.
Bro.
Like I said, Manny
everything.
Is,
PPP, double G.
Manny is dangerous.
Nah. PPP people going to jail.
They're not going to jail.
Manny
that's
is
what PPP
dangerous.
Means.
No,
Manny
it
is dangerous.
Preparing people for prison. That's what people thought. All them, half them cats going to go to jail, dog. I'm sorry, dog. I'm sorry. Like, and I see, and I know some of these people. I'm just saying, like, I feel
there
bad.
There
were
some
like,
legit people.
Some, but a lot of it was just kind of like, damn, bro.
Facts, and I was surprised niggas was just throwing bands out
it
there.
It was come on.
I know some people.
Listen, I just
please don't do the PPP.
Listen,
I be wanting to know about these scams.
But listen,
just stay away from that one. Stay away from that one. That one's done,
bro. Yeah, that one's done.
There's a cash app scam going on now,
and I'm like, damn, these niggas. Like, who be thinking about these scams? Like, what? Like,
I know, right?
Niggas, listen. It's a lot of trickery. It's 100,000 ways. In trickery, in the game of trickery. Think about it.
Crazy.
Listen, niggas be plotting.
Crazy. But I remember when
niggas can get like, real creative with the trickery
used to be
game.
Like, oh, just give me your, what was it, your name and like your phone number, your name and your address, or name and something. I don't know. They were like taking niggas' accounts and shit. I was like, how people fall for
next
this?
Thing you know, you
like,
had to close that shit.
What are the verbiage they're using for a nigga to be like, I trust you. Here's all my personal information.
It's just, I think it cuts into being lazy. Where people just want a quick bang.
They want quick money.
They just want
you
the quick money.
You need to tighten
yeah.
up. There's too many ways, boy. Like, fucking McDonald's is hiring at like $16 an hour. Like, do something, boy. You're going to get scammed and then you're going to be tight. That's why niggas be getting shot.
Yeah.
Yep.
Somebody scammed me, I'm shooting. I'm sorry. On the record. Someone tried to scam me, you're dead.
Wait, do the Griselda
You're dead.
Do the Griselda
No, I'm shooting slow. I'm going to shoot you in both knees. I'm going to tell you how I'm doing it. This is on record. Fuck. Both knees gone. Out of there.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to let that shit heal and then shoot you again 2 years later.
I just think for the people with the PPP, people that didn't do the PPP are jealous of people that did do the PPP. You get what I'm saying?
Andy?
Like,
no,
I'm just saying.
I'm
just saying.
That like, loan, you know what I'm saying? Some of these cats.
That sounds like a direct shot.
Some of these, you know?
Somebody got a PPP.
Some people use the money for the right reasons. I'm not going to say everyone used it for wrong, you know what I'm saying? But a lot of these people have been prepared for prison.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Speaking of PPPs.
Go ahead. Dive into it. Go ahead.
Well, I was transitioning to like this potluck. What we gonna throw a potluck? I'm kind of excited. Like I was thinking about that shit the other day. What are we gonna do for this potluck? We gonna invite all the guests we've done for the whole season?
Yeah, let's that's what we gonna do. That's the plan. Yeah,
all the guests, every one of you that was on the show, they gonna come.
All the guests.
Hey, y'all better come. Y'all better pull up. Free food.
Listen, they gonna pull up. It's FREE.
Because every guest, y'all niggas was drinking.
Yeah, well, I'm putting that out. One of those episodes.
Y'all, ain't nobody was shy when they came on this motherfucking pot. You was a guest, you was drinking. But every week you see a full bottle, not no little bottle, not no half bottle. That's probably the half you must see right there. But yeah, there was fresh bottles.
And depending on episode.
With an S. With a Z, my nigga.
Yeah. We ate after the show.
Yeah, a couple pods we ate after. Shout out to KB. Shout out to her mama.
Thank you. Thank you.
Shout out to whoever that we are.
Mom, yeah, auntie, yeah.
I don't know, because I'm hungry and I was like, damn.
Yeah. I wasn't plant-based that day, boy.
What? Good luck with that plant-based, boy.
Yeah, I'm going to make sure we eat. You're
going to be eating collard greens forever.
No.
Got to feed.
Like 4 days a week. Maybe like three.
Plant-based? I don't know, man. I can't eat tofu.
Mm-mm, I can't do it. I tried it.
Thinking about it. Tofu tastes like butt.
It does.
Let me take that back. Tofu tastes like, listen, we grown here, okay? Tofu tastes like fucking a tire.
Yes, it tastes like earth. It just tastes weird.
I've dated a guy that was vegan before. My best friend is vegan. Shout out to Eddie. I'm not doing it.
Eddie's healthy as hell.
He is vegan.
Eddie, that was from New York, that we went to a little Spanish Dominican spot.
He's vegan.
He had empanadas. He must have been cheating that day.
No.
Empanadas got cheese.
Remember
in it.
His, what is what vegan? What is vegan?
Vegan is no dairy.
Yeah.
No
Yes,
nothing.
He didn't eat that one.
He didn't eat that one. What he ate? Because he had a lot of food.
Yeah,
he did.
I have the video.
We
I don't
need
remember.
To see it,
but he said,
something
he's,
was not
he's
vegan,
vegan
in that motherfucker.
Listen, he called me the other day. He was cooking like peas and stuff, beans and stuff. Like,
yeah,
he's vegan.
I'm going to be depressed cooking it.
I've been around him since we've been friends.
I'm cooking
since
tree bark and peas. What
I met
like?
Him in 2013. Yeah. Like I've never seen him like cut into that or break it. He's not
That's
eating.
Crazy. That's
he's
good.
Not
yeah.
eating that dairy.
He out there naked. Chest yeah. always out.
He's not I eating dairy.
Him. He cool. He cool as fuck. Yeah. I'm a dog. Shout
That's,
out to
That's
Eddie.
Cool people.
Eddie, I see you.
He's not cool peoples.
Hey, cool. Oh, you met him? You know him?
OG.
Yeah, yeah. Oh shit, OG, I forgot.
Stem from OG.
He did work for the Italian man. Mm-hmm. Fuck that nigga.
That's why we all
Not
know.
Not Eddie, but the Italian man.
Yeah, of course. We know. That was, see, when you said that, having a personal goal and not clocking in, that was one of my personal goals.
I'm not
goals.
Trying to clock in.
Yeah, that was one of my personal goals last year, and I made it happen this year.
That's what's up.
I stopped working for the Italian man. Couldn't do it no more.
No clocks, bitch. I clock in at an airport, and I clock in for the Italian man.
I work for myself, self-employed.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
I'm trying to go fully. I'm trying to finish this graduate school. I'm trying to rebrand my business. I'm trying to open up another business. I'm trying to work with a business with KB. I'm trying to flip some shit. I'm trying to buy some land.
Like, everything I
land
do,
is where it's at.
Everything I do is under my LLC. The land and I got multiple.
Let's get it.
You could check that.
Let's get it.
Yep. Everything I do goes back to my LLC.
So we're going to go back. Everybody rate themselves from 1 to 10. How are you mentally, physically, and emotionally right now and going into the new year? Like right now, where are you? Judge yourself. And then going into the new year, what do you want to be? In 30 days. Because, I mean, it's like 45 days to the new year. Mm-hmm. So in 30 days, where are you going to put yourself going into the new year?
Mentally, you are what?
Equally yoked.
Mm-hmm. Mentally, you are what?
I'll give myself an 8.
Okay.
An 8? Are you being honest? Think about this shit. Take it serious.
7 adjustable.
Okay, mentally.
There you go. There you go. 7/8. There you go. Because you got to give yourself
up this
the leeway.
50-50 shit again.
No, I'm not. That
give
ain't
me a fucking number.
I just did.
Give me a number. No, you didn't. You said adjustable. There's no adjustable.
You have
what
good
is day,
you have good days and bad days.
So give me a 7.5 then.
That's an adjustable number.
Oh my fucking god.
OMG. Right, there you go. All right. You know, I'm just saying, like I've done a lot better with like saving my money, okay, and like bet. As far as like my plan and my vision board,
okay,
and everything
big
like
bag.
That.
What's up? Let me hold.
You know. He's definitely a business coming soon. Like a year or two. In like a year or two, you know what I'm saying? It'll be real bread, not little bread.
I like how I was dead ass. I was like, let me hold something. He's like,
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You know, I got to save up. I got to save up for the escrow account. For you.
Hey,
you know?
Do it.
Get
do
on
it.
That investment. So,
do
that
it.
Stocks, that crypto, that shit going to be big soon. Y'all playing.
Two.
Dodge is going up.
Shiba.
Get into Shiba. Get into, what? Listen, y'all better be, y'all need to fucking subscribe. I'm not finna give you no gems and you're not subscribing. Fuck y'all. Not fuck y'all, but we need y'all, but fuck y'all.
Bro.
I'm tight.
No, for real. Yeah.
I'm not tight. I'm just passionate about it. Like,
yeah.
Ripple XRP.
Shit is going crazy right now.
It is.
The only one that was on
crazy.
The Simpsons.
AMC.
You gotta get into it.
AMC is going stupid. Dogecoin for some reason is back up.
Not so much.
Not so much, but it's
not so
going
much.
To. Like they said,
but Shiba Inu
it.
Was the one that's like
yes.
popping.
And then crypto, what coin is it? I got access.
Ethereum.
From work.
What is
now,
it?
Ethereum's way too expensive now.
Listen,
it's really high.
It's high.
Oh,
they
said
but
get into Apple. Get into Apple. Get into AMC. Get into. Fuck. There's a company. Why am I having a blink?
Nah, bro. You got to get into the ones that
anyone
are like a dollar
in Tesla?
And less.
Get
right
into
now.
Some tech.
That's too expensive.
Anybody invested in Tesla? Listen, the tech game is gonna blow. Like it's gonna keep getting better. Like. Invest in some tech.
There's something I was trying to
like
say.
One share is like $600.
I always do this. When I can't remember stuff, I go through the ABCD, like, because it gives me a insight of the first letter of the name that I'm trying to remember. ABCD.
I don't want to waste time, though.
I'm just saying. That's... We got time. I'm just saying.
Oh, okay. They'll come back to
me. It's a coin that I invest in. It's it was this guy on Instagram. Like, he just posts, like, always posts, like, dope content. Like, I'm into aesthetics, like cars, like, good food spots in Europe. Like, I'm into stuff like that. You know what
I
mean?
Know.
Yeah.
So you're into fashion. So
yeah.
If you pay attention to that, then I know you pay attention to certain things.
Yeah. So also,
that's why I really hoped you enjoyed yourself in New York.
Yeah.
Because I was like, not stressed, but I was just like, damn, I hope she likes this. I hope she likes
absolutely.
That. I'll try and do as much as possible in the space that we had. Not the
absolutely.
Time, but the space we had.
And then one time my bag dropped and he was like, damn, KB, I'm sorry. I'm like, no, it's all good. Like, he was like, damn, I didn't
yeah,
know.
Yeah, man,
you
she dropped
it.
The Louis and I'm like, girls be tripping over
oh,
that shit.
No, I didn't trip.
Not on the New York streets.
Right, yeah.
She dropped that shit. I was like, oh shit, get it. I was like, you in New York, girl. We was in Queens.
It was my Louis duffel.
She was like, I don't even remember what she was doing. She literally dropped her bag. Like the bag fell.
Yeah,
like her suitcase fell and the bag fell. And she went and she did something. She was like over there and I was like,
We gotta pick this up like right now.
I was like, man, come get your Louis, what's wrong with you? She's
yeah,
like, she
I didn't.
Like, it's okay.
You get in trouble like, with stuff like that. It's material things.
Yeah, money.
I always try to have this mentality to not take it, you know, personal
not
or material
you.
Things. Yeah.
Not for you. My friend was trying to get at her too.
Yeah.
My friend that you saw in the airport, he was like, who's that? I was like, it's my friend.
Oh, your friend.
You
that
like,
didn't join us during Rolling Out.
Right.
Yeah, he was supposed to join us.
Yeah.
Catch
but
a vibe with us.
He was like, who's that? I thought that was your friend. I was like, that's my dog. Like, I was like, what's up? What you? Because he was like, the way he was talking, I was like, I could tell you're trying
Maddie
to get
out. Maddie is being messy.
But you was, no, I'm not. You was being friendly. Because, you was like, hi. But no. You were doing it because I didn't really introduce you. So you introduced yourself.
Yeah,
kind of.
That's how you're supposed to do it. Though. Right. You know, because remember, we had...
But I was in the line.
Me and you have this thing, whereas we're big on like having common courtesy, whereas yes. You speak to people, because that's how I was raised.
I'm going
to
speak regardless.
Yeah, I'm going to speak regardless.
Like, people forget to introduce all the time. Yeah. So I'm going like, to. Yeah. Hello, my name is Emmanuel Robertson. The fuck?
And then you got to say thank you, excuse me. You know what I mean? Have some common courtesy. That's, you know, it. Me and you are big on that, so I was yes. like, those are the island ways.
So I didn't do it yet, because I plan to do those things. I never forget. I just didn't do it yet. And she was in the line going on the plane. She was like, how you doing? And I was like, oh, this is, and he was like, what's up? And then I was like, why this nigga talking smooth to her? Like,
he realized that Jane wasn't playing. That's what it was. Yeah, he was like, oh.
We over here waiting on standby, and she on the plane. Nigga, I'm trying to get on the plane too. You over here trying to talk to my friend. Fuck out of here, sir.
I'm glad it all worked out, though. We were all able to travel,
You deviate from what I said, though.
I did deviate from what you said, because I'm deviating because you didn't mention it until now.
I know.
You getting messy.
Well, but he not... He
listen, back to what I said. Manny is dangerous.
I'm dangerous? Very Why dangerous. Why she keep violating
remember,
me?
Last week you were so...
You
was
violated
like,
me. You violated me.
I remember that. She took that shot as soon as she was ready.
I was like, what did I do wrong?
As soon as she was ready, she took that shot.
She violated me. I'm going to watch this pod and be like, she's supposed to be my friend. She's supposed to be
I'm
on my
still
side.
Your friend. I'm still your friend.
She's supposed to be on my side.
I'm always going to be on your side. Always, always, always.
You wasn't
always
on my side last week.
I was on your side.
No, you wasn't.
I was.
If I'm supposed
I
to
be, was on, I was on your side.
No, you wasn't.
I was on your side.
How was that helping me?
I was on your side.
On the
you
table.
You was putting them on the spot. Yeah, hey. Y'all was on the same spot at the table. That's the only side y'all was on.
You had Andy to back you up.
Not really.
Andy was quiet.
No,
was like,
Andy definitely.
What he trying to do
with
my cousin?
Andy was like, no.
I was like, oh no.
No, Andy was like, no. You know when she was trying to say something and he couldn't hear through the headphones. They got shut. Lying. I said, big cousin's lying to you.
Hey, facts. Andy did look out for
you. He did look out for you. He did.
I didn't hear. You know?
You know, that was just my female instinct.
Your shit got you was triggered. You called me out all the way.
I was damn triggered.
I was like,
niggas be lying. I was triggered. Listen.
Don't listen to Manny. He be messy. He be asking everybody why he's single. Why can't just, you know, I'm helping somebody else out.
Listen, when I said that, I looked at Jason, and Jason immediately looked at me and started laughing, because he knows I've expressed this to him. Why is Manny always trying to ask?
What?
Yes.
You said this off camera?
No. Jason laughed at me because they are on your side as well. Listen.
They're going to be on my side. They're my dogs.
Yeah, it's for the viewers.
It's four to one. It's just me, 4-1.
Why?
So I was happy when it was another female on here with me.
Yeah, man.
It's for the viewers. That's why we ask these questions.
They know what I'm doing. They're going to let me cook. Let me cook, man.
Let's do it.
And you be ready to put me out.
Right?
I'm not trying to put you out, man.
Throw water on my pan.
Turning the heat down. You know?
I think I'm still triggered from episode.
You got to be triggered because we was be attacking triggered. You on the relationship one. Yeah. He was like, nah, my bitch is here now. Nah.
When she came with backup, she was tough.
What? She was Lucy tough. And her friend?
Yes.
Yeah, she came for
shout
our
out to Supreme Lucy the
she
God.
She wasn't going to talk.
Shout
that
out to
whole
Liv,
episode
too.
Of female talk. Yep. I just was like, Andy, stop talking.
But listen, he was siding with us that whole, because he could relate. In some things,
it was Andy's
relate.
Fault.
Yeah.
Andy like, forgot what he said the episode prior, and I was like, bruh, you didn't say that last week.
Yes, I did.
Some of the things you did, but there was a couple things. You stayed with the 50-50, and you explained yourself more, and I still was like, I'm different. And then I even recanted because I was like, I don't want to do my shit anymore. Because I'm like, I ain't trying to be no simp. It's not even about being a simp, but it's like, I want equal energy. I want the same effort that I put out. And I like the how we got comments and research of like, as you get older, people do want that 50-50. You don't want that 50-50, but people
you kind of got to prove yourself before I'm like, okay, here we go.
50-50 in some instances, like energy, 50-50, yes. Financially, it's like you said, like you was raised on you giving 100 for the financial part.
But
the energy part, I'm giving you the 50-50.
They
got to
be masked, though.
Yeah.
They got to be masked.
But listen, that's why in the beginning,
I can't be paying bills and you crying about like, damn, nigga, you that hungry? Why are we getting groceries? What?
Yeah.
Nigga, you can go sleep on the couch outside. Fuck.
Yeah. But it's all back. It all goes back to the person that you're dating. Like, you got to make that, you know, a thing in the beginning.
Yeah, it got
to
be communication. That's key.
Yes.
That's key. All right. So you said seven mentally. Yeah, we ain't running away from this.
Yes. Wow. We're still physically, on it? Physically. Yeah. Physically. Let's go.
I'm doing better. You know what I'm saying? Post knee surgery. You know what I'm saying? Okay. So I'm doing a lot better with like being active and everything like that.
Okay. So rate yourself physically.
You gonna play some sports? We can go to the park.
I can't. Not yet. Not yet. So like, it'll be like, I'll give myself like a 5-6.
Tell him you might be. Are you? I gotta ask you this question.
I'm still in physical therapy.
Yes. Do you How do you do? If you go to the basketball court, would you get trauma? Like. A trauma.
Think about it.
You gotta ask him the story.
Yeah, bro. Because I got hurt.
Tell
nobody
him what
nobody
happened
touched
to
me.
Yeah. Tell
like
him
I went up, got a rebound. As soon as I came down, and I just felt it. Like you feel like you felt like the pain shooting
from
my
knee up.
Yeah. It was my meniscus. Yeah. Yeah. It was my meniscus and like my LCL. Like I tore it.
You tore it? Just on a rebound?
Yeah. No one touched me.
Did
no
you
one
land
touched
on
me.
One
bro.
Leg. Like all regular. Your weight was on.
I think I tried to do like the big boy rebound when you kind of make noise when you grab it. You slapped the ball, you know what I'm saying? As soon as I came down, like
you slapped that ball and my knee slapped you.
And I sat on the floor and I was like,
that's why I asked you that question, because like, I remember when it happened.
No one touched you?
Yeah.
You
so like so you
that,
think
right?
about it.
You lie about it?
Not because like you see it happen. Yeah, I do sometimes.
I would.
I was like, now I'm just hooping,
like,
man.
Damn,
and I got
ass
hurt.
To jump on my back.
You know? But then sometimes I'm like, nah, it was just a rebound and I got
damn.
Hurt.
Damn.
But you'll see it, like some cats will get hurt.
Damn, but you're in a situation where you have insurance, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very smart. Yeah.
But you think about it though. Like, so when I do go out and I'll be like shooting around by myself or whatever, and it's kind of like, damn, like, I don't want to hurt myself. Like, last time I hurt myself,
it.
Just jumping.
You want me to tell you where
you
I
saw
it? No, I'm saying, like, he told me when it happened to him. I'm like, damn. I always check in on him. You know what I mean? After he left OG, I always checked in with him. Just like me and you would be at Theo's house, I would always catch up with him at Theo's house. You know what I mean?
How long you was out?
This happened like.
From January?
Yes.
I got off crutches in May, so I started walking again in March.
What year?
2020.
Yeah.
2020?
Yeah.
You had a broken knee and COVID?
What? No, but that's what kept, I think that's what saved me from COVID, because I was at the crib. I couldn't do anything.
Did you have
like,
an accident
bedridden.
Where something fell on your leg at
that
the job?
Nah, that a basketball hoop like kind of like rolled over my toes.
See?
Basketball hoop rolled over your toe.
Yeah.
Y'all still got the old school hoops where you put the water in it?
This is when I, nah, not even. This is when I worked at
Nova
at
Nova,
NSU.
Yeah.
And you know, like when you're done hooping, like you take the,
you gotta
you
break
take
it
everything off the court. Yeah. And on that day, like,
in training,
took two
somebody
of my toes.
Ran, a tug ran over my foot too.
Yeah.
At the airport. Damn. That shit hurt.
That sidelined me for like a month.
Yeah.
And change.
I should have did Marcus Hunt, but I was worried about like them firing me because I was within 90 days. And this nigga was like, it was some guy, he dropped off some bags and then we were about to work on the hydraulics and he like drove away. But I like, I guess whatever way I stepped, he ran clean over. I was like, yo!
See,
and they literally,
it happens
there
that
was two
fast.
People and they were just like.
And
the guy was like, he stopped immediately, but he was like, oh shit.
Did I get you?
Yeah, because he was still on my foot. And I was like, nigga, keep going. At this point, go. Because he stopped. When I screamed, because I was like, man, this is a tug. The tugs are like, they're operating machines, like a whole, like, it's like a Mini Cooper ran over my foot. And I was like, bruh. And he stopped. And I was like, bruh, get off.
How long did they have you out of commission for? A little bit?
Just
not walking?
I probably have a broken toe.
Yeah.
I just dug it
that
out.
That shit don't heal right. Yep.
Yep, it doesn't. So where do you see yourself spiritually?
Or emotionally.
Let me see.
Yeah, you can do both.
It can intertwine.
I mean, like, right now, maybe, like, an average number. You know what I'm saying? But, like, I'm doing...
What's your average
emotionally
number?
Emotionally, your average?
No, like she said, like, spiritually. You know what I'm saying? So, like, emotionally, I guess. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. Like, I wouldn't say, like, I'm, like, excelling at anything right now.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Just kind of, like, on cruise control with it. Mm-hmm. You know? Just working and getting by. Something like that.
Okay.
You know?
Okay, so, you said 7-5 and what's the physically? 6?
Yeah.
7-6-5?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Go ahead, KB.
So...
Mentally, the highest. I'd give myself a 9 mentally,
That's good.
Yeah.
You're in good space.
I do yoga, too. Like, I meditate in
you
the morning.
Flexible?
That was shit. You left yourself open for that one. I was like, yoga. I was like, dang.
You could do yoga like a really a yoga where you're in a prayer stance or a yoga where you're in a sitting stance.
But you still got to be flexible to do it, though.
The way you looked at me, why you couldn't just answer the question?
You have to be flexible to meditate like this.
No, but like yoga, like isn't that like one of like the goals? Like it leads to like flexibility.
A yoga stance, as in you sit down on your mat. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you don't need to be flexible to sit down. You do not.
But like eventually,
to...
like isn't that like the goal? Oh, like boy. To like get into
the
some
goal
of these.
Is
goals?
To get there, in a promo but video. Yoga, as in,
just a clip of me.
I mean, there's a lot.
There's a lot. There's yoga, a lot. Yeah. But my stance is to do. I do it to meditate. Okay. So if I'm meditating, I'm not trying to be
flexible
up in the air. Flexible. Am I flexible? Yes. I'm 100.
Why you couldn't answer the
listen,
question? You
I could have. It was just funny. You laughed, so I laughed with you.
No, your listen, face was like.
Am I flexible? Yes,
so
I am
messy.
Very flexible.
You
yes.
said like three things in your head, and then
I'm an
like,
athlete. Yes, I'm an athlete. I ran track, played baseball,
see,
played basketball.
I don't
yes.
know why I here thought about flexibility flex. Yeah. first, but like. I was like, oh, you're flexible. That's, yes. I don't know.
It was a regular
I'm
question.
Sauce.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're saucy.
Saucy.
Mm. Am I flexible? Yes, I'm flexible. But I give myself mentally, I'm on the highest level. Mentally, 9.
Well, highest is 10.
No, yeah. Highest of all my levels.
Okay.
Yeah. Mentally, the highest woo. For me, 9. Physically, I give myself probably 8, probably.
Yeah.
Spiritually.
Is it something you want to work on, or you just...
No.
Trying to get thicker, trying to tone
no,
up, or
are
you
no,
to...
I don't think so.
Can
yeah.
you get more?
I'm
tone?
Comfortable. I'm comfortable with myself.
Tone, yeah.
Her?
Yeah, you can get
just
tone.
Mad
yeah.
tone.
Yeah, she it, got some
listen,
muscle. She's tone, that's what I'm saying. She's already mad. Tone,
it's more yeah. to the physical eye. Like what you see is more to the physical eye because you can see somebody looking great, but then in a different sense, or to them, they're in a different state of mind. You get what I'm saying? Yeah.
There
so
you
it
go.
Could be different. Yeah. Spiritually and emotionally, I would say a 7. A 7, okay. Yeah, a 7. Why? Mentally, the highest.
Yeah, but your mental...
Spiritually, I just...
I feel like mental is intertwined with your spirit and your
emotion. Not in like, a sense, because spiritually could be a higher purpose, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Spiritually, yeah. So well, that's why I give myself... Yeah, connection, okay. Yeah. So I feel
so
I'll
nine,
give myself a 7, yeah.
9, 8, and 7. 9, 8, 7. Okay, yeah, 7, 6, 5, 9, 8, 7. All right, mentally, if I gotta judge myself and be honest.
That's what it is. Be honest. Don't mislead the people now.
Right. Yeah.
Stress. I mean, I handle my stress differently. That's probably the next question I have for y'all. How do y'all handle stress? But I mean, I have a lot of shit on my plate. Like, my mom's doing better.
Dope.
She's good. She's doing better.
That's
she was
good.
In chemo and stuff.
Okay.
I'll
put in a prayer
it,
for
but
her.
I want some money, man. Like
I'll
want,
put in a prayer for
I'm
her.
I'm trying to do some investments. I'm trying to make some money.
That's how you stop clocking
it.
In.
Yeah, I'm trying to. I'm tired of clocking in, bro. Like when I go to work, I'm just uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm. I
it's
used to be
that
like
I'm
that.
Upset. It's just like, nigga, why am I here?
Because you're out of your element.
Like, I just had a gas leak on Wiles Road.
Yes, yesterday.
And hella restaurants was closed. I don't know why we was trying to wait till the gas come on because it was on the news. If there was a gas leak on the news, that means that shit is not getting fixed
yeah.
anytime soon.
Yeah.
This was at like fucking 12 o'clock, 12:30.
Yeah.
I was
you
like,
send everybody
cut me
home
the
at
fuck
that point.
Out.
Yeah.
We're trying to sell super solid.
Wait.
For what?
Why do we always, why are we always like that though? Because I stem from the Italian man. Yeah. Why are we always like that? The Italian man, why are you always like that? Why?
What? For him to get any dollar?
No, like when emergency situations are happening, they want you to be at work. Like, I've experienced that.
Yeah.
When the explosion happened in Plantation,
yeah.
I was at work and they was like, oh, you want to stay to work? And I'm like, no, I'm going home. What you mean if
what
I want to stay to work?
Explosion? The
we had
LA
a
fitness explosion?
Yeah,
there,
that
yeah
one,
I was
that
at work.
Did it
affect
you guys?
July 4th.
Yeah.
It was in that same area.
The power circuit, everything went out. The breeze and everything was everywhere.
So there was no power, no people, and they wanted you at work?
They wanted us
get
to stay
the
at
fuck
work.
Out of
they
here.
Wanted us to stay at work just in case everything had went back
exactly,
to normal.
Exactly, just in case.
Just in case.
Brian. Just in case it's not going to work, boy.
Did it come back on?
We had a manager. No. I will not call her name, but I told her, I said, yo, I'm out. I'm going home.
I almost said, you can write me up for leaving because I'm not staying here. Yeah. What the fuck is we doing?
Yeah.
Did your power ever come on?
We can't even give you bread. Niggas come here for the bread.
Yeah. Well, listen, when it happened, the ground shaked. Like it was like something hit the building, but it was like kind of like a plane crash.
That's crazy. My safety is involved with
yeah.
that. The same thing with the fucking gas leak.
Yeah.
My safety is now involved. I'm trying to clock the fuck out.
We went outside.
Luckily, I got paid per hour that day, and yeah. I wasn't a server. So if I was a server, I would have walked out that motherfucker.
I just came to work at 11 o'clock, and then it happened. The ground shake, everything happened. So we walked over to the building, and we saw it. We were like, what is that? And then we saw the debris just flying towards us.
I'm gone.
So we walked like 2-3 minutes. We got over to the area where the Chili's is at.
I'm gone. And then we saw the explosion. Like, where's Manny?
Yeah.
At the crib.
I told her. I said, I'm leaving.
That don't make no sense.
The manager was like,
a whole building just blew up behind us.
Yeah. She was like,
why
buildings.
Am I at work?
It was like three buildings.
Yeah. It was like three buildings. Why am I here? People got injured, everything. How are you, Manny? Mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually?
Mentally, I got a lot going on. A lot in my head right now. I'm just ignoring it. I give it a 7.
Okay.
I do a 7. Yeah. 7.
Okay. Emotionally and spiritually?
Emotionally and spiritually, I'm really good. I'm
good. Really, that's nice.
Really intertwined with
that's my low
being
point.
Verbal, being, you know, thought process of where I want to be and some things I'm working on, some things
sense
I'm praying
of direction,
on, some,
that's
yeah,
good.
You know, yeah, sense of direction, center myself, meditating. So that builds all my spiritual and emotional. So I would give that, I'd probably give that a 7 as well.
Okay.
I give that a 7 as
physically?
Well. Physically, I'm confident and I'm happy.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be more consistent in my health.
Okay.
I ain't taking no vaccine shot, mama. But,
he said, I'm not taking a shot.
But health, just want to be more consistent within my diet. I don't know if I want to be educated for the vegans and vegetarians, pescatarians, and whatevertarian for my cooking.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be educated enough and just know about certain things within food knowledge.
Yeah.
Be more well-versed. You know, I'm still studying. I'm still learning every day. And then myself, I want to get back into training. Play ball in school, play ball in college, you know.
Nice. What did you play?
Yeah, I played football in high school and a little bit of college.
Okay.
And I just want to get back to it. I mean, I love sports. I want to join one of those adult leagues.
Like, yeah, the men's.
They're fun. They're fun. I haven't played
full court right now. I'd be a little lazy.
I have not played.
Serious. I play half court all day. Yeah. I can play several games.
Even flag football.
Flag football, that's a lot of running too.
It is. Yeah. It's some Iron Man
flag
stuff.
Flag football is a lot of running, but I do it. I still do it.
I have not played, sure. But I've been to like the big leagues where they do the baseball. That was really fun.
I don't know why they do softball. As you get older,
I know Brian told me he's done it. Yeah. Brian told me he's been a part of some leagues, but I've been to a few games in Coral Springs. It was really nice. The games are fun.
They have a kickball league.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I'll do that shit. That shit fly.
Bro, they drink beer while playing kickball.
Yes, that's lit. Getting that's saucy the good part and kicking about fucking kickball. Ball. Come on, but I'll be lit. But that shit would be fun as fuck. I'm going to join one of them leagues. But I need to know if there's money involved.
Do it.
Is there betting or is there like some kind of...
It might be some side betting.
Yeah, because we adults. Like, yeah, nigga, I ain't doing this shit for extracurricular activities. Nigga, there better be a check
in the not for my health. Yeah.
Listen, just like fantasy, I'm tight about fantasy. I got 3 fantasies and shit is getting nervous.
Did you have anybody on your fantasy that played last night?
Last night, yeah. Matthew Stafford, Cooper Kupp. Thank God Cooper Kupp is number one.
Yeah.
That boy a GOAT. But Matthew Stafford.
He was dropping some. I'm going to tell you. The
Cam
game,
Newton starting next
week. Yeah, like two
listen,
drops. Like
listen.
Cam Newton is starting.
Cooper Kupp
next week.
Had some drops last night. I felt like they should have.
I know. Still number one.
I'm just saying that he was number one because he was getting the ball thrown to him multiple times.
My phone is over there, but he's number
I
one
get
everything.
What you're saying.
In the league right now.
I get what you're saying, but I'm just saying. I didn't know the Rams ran so many pass plays.
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Their quarterback's better this year. So
yeah, I really didn't know that.
Play action offense. They do screens and play action.
They
only.
Did not. They probably played 90%. Passing plays.
They do not
10%
run.
10% running.
Henderson Jr. is third string from last year.
You're right.
They don't even
because everyone's hurt this year. That's
I just
gone.
Feel like
who's the other starting nigga?
Sony Michel's out.
Sony Michel is a backup from the Patriots.
Mm-hmm. Listen, I feel like they should insert Odell Beckham Jr. in the offense more. He did not.
I mean, he don't know the playbook yet.
He was running his routes looked perfect. Yes. Like he was running. I'm just saying
he can run a route. But
yes, he can run a route.
He just got traded. So
I know he just got traded. Like I'm just saying, like I felt like he could have helped them last night a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I felt
like
he could have.
They got too much talent. I felt like they already put my money on the Rams going to the Super Bowl.
It's still early. They can still turn it around.
It's still early. I know it's still early. They had a lot of drops last night. What was Hibbert or something like
Higby.
That?
Higby.
Jefferson.
They lost last night, right?
They lost.
Bad. Bad.
Only you know, 7 points. Yeah. 10 points,
they're
actually.
Still like 8-2?
Nah.
7-3.
Yeah.
Okay. Or 4. They're 7-3. 7-3.
Let's pull up the conference. Yeah. So I'm pretty sure they're still at the top.
I think it is 3.
Yeah,
still
at the top. They can get there.
There's
a
lot of injuries this
we
year.
We in LA, right? Super Bowl. We in LA, right? Super Bowl weekend.
When is that? That's in February.
That's in February. We said we gonna get there.
I'm gonna go to Cali, but I just don't know when. I'm trying to move.
I know you're trying. Listen, you gotta speak it into fruition. Let's do
it.
We
go. We going.
I'm gonna start looking for the spots now because we not gonna be on that last minute train ride.
I bet go.
Ain't no train station.
It's a new
commuting
stadium
in LA
too.
Like
I'm
that.
Trying to say, I've never been to Cali. Like, I've been to Anaheim. Mm-hmm. I think I've been somewhere else. So if we're going to
it's
Cali,
really dope.
We got to be there for
I have
a
friends.
Week.
I have friends that.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
We can kick it?
Yes. Photographer, friends, everything.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Female?
From Trini.
Trini. Female?
Female friends and male friends. Both. It could be a group thing.
Yeah, we don't.
No, but the male is going to be the reason we get around. You know, the female's different, bro. The females are different with getting around.
Yo, how are females in Cali? No, I'm not being messy. I'm just like, in general, like, how are they over there?
I'm supposed to be laid
this
back
is an
and
island
chill.
Person. I don't know about like America. You
but
know
you
what
got
I mean?
Friends in Cali.
No, what I'm saying is it's different for me though, because American is different from island culture. It's very
you
different.
Go every state they got different. Like Georgia,
even with common courtesy.
Texas.
Listen, with common courtesy, we're different in the islands. Mm-hmm. With you know, you're taking friends around and doing certain things, we're different. Like. With having the mindset of being considerate, we're different. You get what I'm saying?
Listen, we traveling with the pod next year.
We traveling.
All right? Hello, cameraman.
We traveling with the pod next year.
We don't got to do a bunch. We need at least one. It's like 12.
No, we need
episodes.
At least two. We need at least two.
Yeah, this is about a dozen
two
episodes.
Two of them on site,
so.
We need a few.
We need at least two. I'm going to say we going to have at least two.
We got to do
and
one in New York.
We
got to do one in New York. Yes.
So New York and Cali?
Yes.
Oh, just New York for sure.
New York and Cali.
New York for sure.
Cali too. Big market.
Maybe Texas.
We could do Texas.
Or D.C.
We could do D.C. too. We could do all. That's what it is.
But yeah, so I would say, what did I say? 7-7 physically. Oh, I didn't give a number. I mean, I don't know. I guess I want to be. I'll just say sevens.
Okay. You
because
give yourself
I, like,
sevens.
I'm confident. I am healthy. I've done a new physical. You know, I want to cut some weight. I want to train, you know, tone up a little bit.
Yeah. That's good. That's good.
My immune system, I feel like, is good. I've already had COVID, so I feel like Superman. It is what it is.
You got them antibodies. You bounce back.
Nigga, I'm finna transform any day now. Fuck. I don't know my own strength. Like, I legit sometimes I don't be knowing my own strength. I don't.
And then after you do it, you're like, okay, that's what I did. Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes I'd be like, oh, shit. Yeah. Because I'd just be in the moment. It is what it is.
That's good. That's
it's okay. She know. I protected her from fucking Rolling Loud. That Travis Scott could have been
that's
us.
What I said.
No
that's
offense.
I was going to say, that's why she didn't get trapped.
Not even no offense. Just
there.
Like not throwing shade at
yeah,
all.
Shit. After, it
that
happened.
Shit happened when we came back, the week after.
Yeah, I was
that
just about
been
to
us.
Say that, yeah. It happened a week after our
and
event.
And she'll tell you, I held that motherfucker down.
He did.
There was a fucking shield around her.
Yeah.
Nigga was impressing us.
Yeah,
for
me
nothing.
and
the girls that was with us.
Me and
Nancy it was on point.
Nancy was on point, and then a few other people that wasn't with us that we met during the trip.
Yeah, they just held it down. They fucked with us.
Yeah, they
fucked
saw
with that
us.
We weren't having that because she said something, I said something, and I was telling people next to us. I said, "Don't let niggas through this motherfucker."
Yeah.
You finna stand next to me? Put your shoulder on me. Yeah. Don't let niggas through.
I don't know what it was.
Because people
was...
would just be letting niggas through. And
yeah,
then,
nah, you gotta
and
be
then
on
we
the
getting
same
divided
page,
and
like...
shit. We now we in a wave.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, that Manny
or
definitely...
people like when they start like push like opening up a mosh pit. I said, you better close that motherfucker. Yeah. Put the mosh pit over there.
Manny was saying, like, hold it down. Manny was saying open up.
Was,
Manny was saying close it.
I was talking back to them niggas.
Manny was like
somebody literally was like open this up. I said, not today.
Yeah, Manny was like, hold it down.
Put that
hold
shit
it down.
Over there.
Manny was like, stand
I literally
ground.
Stood at a nigga, and he literally was like,
let's move it over here, bro.
Yeah, he was tight. He was tight, because I was yelling back at niggas. I said, we not doing that. I'm not on that. We in a concert. Yes, I expect people to be on top of me. Yes, I expect my space to be kind of invaded.
But we're not getting trampled.
But I'm not getting trampled.
Yeah.
I'm not. Because niggas don't give a fuck about you. They don't.
Yeah.
If I fall and something happened to me, no one's going to be like, oh my God, everybody stop. Yeah. Help him out. No, they're going to keep jumping on my ass.
Yep.
So KB, like, I gotta protect her. She don't even know the area. Like, yeah. I gotta be ready. You gotta be ready for whatever. When you go to a concert, the mental is supposed to be like, get lit, but yeah. be prepared.
Yeah.
Cause niggas is wild.
Manny was definitely like, hold the grounds. Like,
yeah, that's yeah. it.
He was you a gotta be the strongest super... person
and just like hold you your position.
You gotta be stout.
Hold your position. Yeah. Niggas yeah. are just like, whoa.
No. You gotta be stout.
Yeah.
No, man.
He was a super host. Like, thank you.
No
super,
problem. No
super
problem.
Host.
Thanks for coming with
yeah,
me.
Yeah.
I would have been dolo.
Yep. So what are we wearing? My merch is I'm wearing Puma navy sneakers.
No, you can't see my shoes. I wore them.
I'm wearing Visionary Society from New York.
It's my dog, man.
Yes.
Shout out to the Don.
Yes. My shirt is okay. Trinity. This is Lee.
She's always branded.
Yes. We.
She's
this is
and the hat
the
too.
Yeah, the hat. Trinity.
She be branded head to the head.
The
to
shirt
toe.
And the sweats is from Levi Bentley. His dad is a famous chef in Canada. Yeah.
This is why this is her podcast. Yeah. She know what she's doing.
Yeah, I know what I got to do. Rum, bamboo.
I'll just talk on somebody's mic.
Our drink, for the official drink for the podcast is bamboo.
I would say it's bamboo.
Ralph, yeah. Where we at, man?
It's
pull up, cuz. Oh.
You got to put a little, yeah.
Right. That boy look like a princess in a new album.
Fashion, right? It's fashion. It's all fashion, man. Look like he could be at the Met Gala. Fashion.
What? Yes. That boy...
I know the album going to be nice, though. This, the
it
first
looks smooth.
The first song is very rich, so that, I know the album's
nice.
Going to be fire.
Yeah, he always on yeah. point.
Every Ross
I
album.
I need to know who his designer is, that's all, or his stylist.
His stylist. You need to know the stylist,
you.
Yeah.
The stylist putting together a little top hat.
Yes.
Okay, switch it up.
He's switching
fly.
It. He's switching
I'm
up.
Trolling him, but it's fly. It's fly. I do some shit like that. Give me a big white like gown type shit.
Top hat,
pink top
hat. You need your hat.
With the white gloves.
You need some gloves.
No, I need some gold on me, you know.
Some nice sunglasses or something, you know.
That's it.
Yeah, top it off.
That's it. I don't even know about gold because I'm a white gold and diamonds type person.
Like, okay.
I don't even care for yellow gold.
Diamonds, no plain Janes.
Diamonds, white gold, crystals, rubies. Like, yeah.
You like plain or color?
For what?
The diamonds. Rubies,
the
definitely color.
I don't remember the cuts
nah,
right now.
You
got to
put some color in there.
I think princess cut is one.
Mm-hmm.
I like mine to be kind of, I like that. I need that shimmer. I need my shit to like, when it's a certain position, you be like, damn, motherfucker wearing, ooh.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. What he wearing?
Sheesh.
Yeah. Sheesh. I want niggas to walk around with the tester and be like, this nigga wearing fake jewelry.
And then they tested. Nope. It's all
camera.
Real.
Yeah. I want you to test my shit, nigga.
Official.
Test me.
Official.
Let's go. All right. Fuck
official.
Out my face.
All right. This is the No Plain Janes podcast.
Hey, y'all like, subscribe. Come on, man.
Gotta subscribe.
Show me some love, man.
Show some love.
We here every week.
Every week.
We be on the clock.
For you guys.
For you.
Giving you
and
content.
I don't want to be on no clock. I'm doing this for you. Come on, man. Shout out to my camera guys. You feel me?
Yes, sir. Simeon and Jason.
Doing it for
we
the culture.
Elevate for the next year, man. We getting them business, man. We networking for each other. So I need you to support us like we support you. I be seeing y'all on there. I know some of y'all in real life. All right. I'll write in them comments. Talk about you. Fuck out of here.
No Plain James.
Yeet.